Well, we have featured the Ford Motor Company's sustainability advancements for many years now. And why not? Ford is not only a global leader among green businesses, but it has for 8 straight years been recognized as one of the world's most ethical companies. With me is Mary Roten, Senior Manager of Supply Chain Sustainability for Ford, to tell us more. Welcome to the program, Mary, and congrats on 8 years in a row.
Well, thank you for having me. Ford Motor Company is very honored to be recognized by Ethisphere Institute as one of the world's most ethical companies for the 8th straight year. And we're proud because our commitment to ethics and corporate responsibility throughout not just our company, but our supply chain has been recognized. And this, our efforts in our supply chain has really helped keep Ford among the world's most ethical company.
I did a little background on this Ethisphere Institute because I had not been familiar with it, but it's a very impressive organization committed to ethics, obviously, across the globe. But tell us a little bit more about the Institute.
Well, the Institute recognizes the world's top companies for driving positive change by mandating ethical practices and promoting corporate citizenship, responsible governance, and leadership. So what that really means for this award is they've developed various categories, 5 different categories, where they compare companies against each other. And the different categories are ethics and compliance, corporate citizenship and responsibility, culture of ethics, governance, and leadership and innovation. And once a company submits all the information and all the work that they're doing in these various categories, will Ethisphere rank and file companies. And we're very pleased to be recognized now for the 8th year in a row for all the work that our company's putting forth.
We've always been impressed, as I mentioned in the open, with the blueprint, with the overarching ethos of Ford, because sustainability for Ford is very holistic. It spans environment. It spans culture and sociocultural concerns, as you know, as well as the economic dimension.
That's right. We believe sustainability really is the intersection of social, environment, and economic. It needs to be the intersection of all three in order to be a sustainable solution. And I do have to say I'm very proud to work at Ford. Ford has a culture of ethics and transparency that is the bedrock of our company. And this culture has stemmed back to the days of Henry Ford. My favorite quote from Henry Ford is, "A business that makes nothing but money is a poor business." And back in the early days, Henry Ford institutionalized the $5 workday, the 40-hour work week, and he also was an environmentalist. He believed in recycling. Actually, he started a program where he recycled the wood from shipping crates, either to the floorboards or the floor pans or the wood on woody wagons, back when the wood on woody wagons was actual real wood. Any wood that was left over, the little briskets, he developed a company called Kingsford, F-O-R-D, Charcoal Company. So as you can see, we're very proud of our heritage as a company, and with Bill Ford Jr. continuing his legacy today, it further solidifies our company's commitment to ethics and transparency.
Well, when I talk to Ford folks, I like to tell the story. I've spent some time down in Fort Myer when Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, and Firestone were all hanging out, experimenting with soy and plants and doing all the stuff that seems so in vogue now, but they were way ahead of their time.
There's no question at all. They were way ahead of their times, and they still are. I've seen a picture of when Henry Ford wore a straw suit. So a suit actually made out of straw, which to me is remarkable when you think of what the times were at the time. And now today we're talking about using recycling water bottles into components on our vehicles and using the tomato scraps from Heinz tomatoes or Heinz ketchup into other components in our vehicles. And probably my favorite is our partnership with Jose Cuervo to reuse the agave plants and try to find a way to use the fibers from the plants to recycle them into interior components in our vehicles.
Wow, yeah, and some of those we've covered on this show. I'm talking with Mary Roten, who's the Senior Manager of Supply Chain Sustainability for Ford. And Mary, let's get right into your area. the greening of the supply chain and the work that Ford does with its suppliers in general and your PACE program in particular?
At Ford, I lead a team called Supply Chain Sustainability, responsible for human rights, working conditions, conflict minerals, as well as environmental performance and considerations of our suppliers throughout the supply chain. And the program we're talking about here today is our program called Partnership for a Cleaner Environment. It's a program that we piloted first in 2014, and we're now into a more full-scale rollout with over 40 suppliers participating that represent over 1,100 supplier sites in over 40 countries. And what this program is about, it's a program where Ford is sharing our best practices to reduce our environmental footprint with our suppliers. These best practices are hundreds of leading practices that the smartest engineers at our company have pulled together. And, you know, we're engineers. We have lists. We have them in lists where they help us reduce our CO2 footprint, our energy footprint, our water and waste footprint. They've been extremely successful in our manufacturing facilities. In fact, these best practices have helped us to not only achieve our water reduction target that we met, but help us to exceed our goals that we set at our company. And now we're sharing them with our suppliers. We're teaching our suppliers how they can, too, reduce their environmental footprint. And we're asking our suppliers, our most strategic suppliers, to pass on this knowledge with their sub-tiers. So then you can get a cascading effect, and Ford's collective footprint throughout our entire supply chain can be reduced.
Amir, I would imagine that the receptivity to this program would vary somewhat initially, anyway, among your various suppliers. But in general, it sounds like a lot of them, maybe the early adopters, are embracing it without much question.
That's exactly right. And that's why we piloted it in 2014. And we said, you know, we have this pretty cool idea. Let's see if it works in practice. And from the overwhelming success that we had with our suppliers from the pilot, we decided to scale it up into this launch that we have today. And I'm pleased to say that suppliers that are engaged in the program are now committed and on track to save 552 million gallons of water, which you might be asking, how much is that? That's enough water to fill 837 Olympic swimming pools.
Ooh. No, not too bad at all. The PACE program, as you mentioned, it provides tools that your suppliers can use. Let's take a look at one specifically that caught my attention. It's called the Energy Treasure Hunts. Tell us about that.
That's right. So we're teaching our suppliers to reduce their energy footprint, their water footprint, their air emissions, and as well as their waste footprint. So one of the tools that we're recommending, and it's just really a good place to start, is for a supplier to conduct an energy treasure hunt. And that we also recommend water treasure hunts as well. That's where a supplier would walk throughout their facilities and see what's happening at the facility and where are they losing energy. And we give them some ideas of things that they can actually look for when they're walking around the facility. And we give them best practices like lighting. Look at your lighting. Find out what your bills are. See if there's been any change over the last couple years in your lighting. And we really walk them through some very basics like lighting, and we get into much more complex topics like compressed air and alternative energy that take a much longer time to not only implement, but for them to get some type of return on their investment.
Yes, and you mentioned lighting, which for large corporations and even small businesses, and we've learned this on this program, I mean, just switching to LED sometimes can save a business thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on the size of the business.
That's right, and I can use Ford as an example. We've publicly talked about this already, and in 2014, we upgraded our lighting to LED technology in our global manufacturing plants. We invested $25 million to install 25,000 new light fixtures. And this one action, this one best practice alone, is saving over 56 million kilowatt hours annually, which translates into about $7 million savings per year.
So you piloted this thing, and now it's growing and growing. As you look ahead, I mean, what's the ultimate goal of the PACE program?
From my perspective, the ultimate goal is where all of our suppliers are participating. And because we've started small, we're finally starting to scale it up, and it might take us a few years to get there. We have about well over 1,200 production suppliers. Those are suppliers that work on any component in our vehicle. And right now, we're just focused on our most strategic suppliers. So our scope is not as large as I want it to be, but it's because as we're scaling it up, we want to make sure that we optimize the tools that we're providing to our supplier so they can track and reduce their environmental performance in the most efficient way.
Yeah, and I know the metrics have been very important to Ford. They've been a key component of your blueprint for years now, and so it's logical to assume that you would provide the help with those metrics for your suppliers as well.
That's right. This program is completely voluntary. It's not mandatory. And we don't feel like we have to make this program mandatory because our suppliers are seeing such a great value for the best practices that, and we're also leaving it up to our suppliers to set their own metrics. Ford is very metric-driven. That resonates very well with me with being an engineer. Ford is very metric-driven. But what we've realized, and we learned this in our pilot, is not every company is structured the same way. Some companies have all their metrics rolled up into the parent, and some companies only work at the supplier site. So we have designed this program with the thought that we're going to allow our suppliers to have the most amount of flexibility and to have a program that meets their needs, which in turn they will use the program and start reducing their environmental footprint. And if we're too prescribed on what we're asking, then we won't receive the scale that we're looking for more suppliers to use and implement the best practices.
Well, Mary, as the PACE program continues to expand, I mean, it would be a pleasure to have you back on the program in a year or so to talk about further progress. Also, congratulations again to Ford, one of the world's most ethical companies for the eighth straight year. We could talk about this all day. You're another one of those passionate Ford employees that really believes in their heart of hearts in the sustainability ethos.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. It's been my pleasure to be on your show. And as a former Spartan, I am more than happy to be on your show anytime. Thank you so much for having me on your show today to talk about all the great work that Ford is doing in this space.
Well, we appreciate that, Mary. I've been talking with Mary Roten. She is the Senior Manager of Supply Chain Sustainability for the Ford Motor Company.